with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. taking steps to protect shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. Admiral Brad Cooper commands U.S. Central Command and says the military focus is on Iran's threats to freighters carrying oil and natural gas.
Through a combination of air, land, and maritime capabilities, we have successfully destroyed over 100 Iranian naval vessels, and we aren't done. We will continue to rapidly deplete Iran's ability to threaten freedom of navigation in and around the Strait of Hormuz.
President Trump has announced White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles has been diagnosed with early stage breast cancer.
She's an amazing person, an amazing fighter, and she announced a minor difficulty, which will be in good shape for her. He'll be around for a long time.
The president said her prognosis is excellent and that Wiles will be remaining, in his words, virtually full-time at the White House during her treatment. A severe weather front sweeping across much of the eastern part of the country has dumped heavy snow around the upper Midwest, spawned thunderstorms in the south, and is threatening several mid-Atlantic states with heavy rain and possible tornadoes. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
In the most significant case of weather today, if we have significant numbers of down trees or down power lines across the city, it could take several days or longer to get back to normal.
President Trump vetting on his social media website today. Here's Greg Cluxton.
In several lengthy late-night posts, the president expressed anger and frustration about several subjects and people. He raged against the U.S. Supreme Court for its decision last month overturning his tariffs, writing that Chief Justice John Roberts is completely inept. He also complained about the federal judge who blocked a probe of the Fed chair, calling him wacky and nasty, and proclaimed that media outlets should face charges of treason for their coverage of the Iran war.
That is Greg Clarkson, and this is SRN News. A lot of kids are turning to AI chatbots for advice these days.
About two-thirds of all American kids ages 13 to 17, according to the latest from the Pew Research Center. Critics say that's a problem. While teens say they mostly use the chatbots to help them with schoolwork, research indicates that a lot of them are also turning to them for advice about serious life issues, the kind of thing they ought to be taking up with their parents or their pastor. Some bots have also been enabled to provide, quote, erotic content to their users. Michael Harrington reporting.
Anti-Semitism is surging around the world this month. A fire erupted at the entrance to a synagogue in the Dutch port city of Rotterdam early Friday morning. A week ago, a bomb was set off outside a synagogue in Belgium. And in the U.S., last week, a man drove his truck into a Jewish house of worship outside of Detroit. The man, who was born in Lebanon, was armed with a rifle and was killed by security after ramming into the Temple Israel. This is SRN News. Correspondent Julie Walker reports that tax scams are on the rise this time of year.
Robocalls, texts, and phishing emails from scammers are up this tax season, according to the FTC. Consumer advocates and government officials are urging the public to stay wary, stop and think before engaging with phone or text messages. Remember, the IRS will not contact you directly by text or phone. Officials say AI has likely contributed to an increase in fraud attempts. Scammers often use alarming language and QR codes to send people to fake websites where they ask you to verify accounts or enter personal information. Links may install malware or malicious software. I'm Julie Walker.
The S&P 500 is on track to have its best trading session in 5 weeks today. That's after it started out the day with a 1.2% increase in its value. More on these stories at srnnews.com.